In Va'era, we read about the Pasuk Vaveisi Eschem al Artesh and Asasias Yodi Lassis Osola Avil Yitzuk Yaakov Venasat Yoselachem or Roshani Hashem. So why is it that we have the Dalil Shona Shel Geula, Votseti, Votsalti, Vokalti, Vokachti, corresponding to them, we have the four kosos that we eat, drink at the Seder, but why don't we have a kos for Vaveisi? So the Torah Tamira suggests that the reason we don't have a Pasuk for Vaveisi, because the Vaveisi speaks about the Geula. And now to speak about that, we came to the land and we're in Golos. So there's no cup corresponding to that. The question on that would be, of course, the why during Bayasheni, when we were in our land, wasn't there a cause for Vaveisi? The Rav suggested that the reason is for Vaveisi, Eskim al-Aretz, is not speaking about bringing to the land, even from Mitzrayim. It's speaking about the ultimate Geula. And that's why, corresponding to that, we don't have that coast, but we have the Koshel Eliyahu, the meaning of a Koshel Eliyahu, because the Koshel Eliyahu is the Mevasa of the ultimate Geula. So you see that the cup, the Hevesi, corresponds to the ultimate Geula. And just to prove to what the Rav is saying is, in this Pasuk, it says, Marosha. Marosha means a permanent settlement in land. There will be no golus and persecution after that. And that's why it speaks to the ultimate geula. And only then will it be that we will ultimately have the kosher shell of Kaspan to Vaveisi, the coast of the ultimate Geula. And we see when the other kosos, when Hashem speaks to Moshe, he says, Ela Eschem mi'oni Mitzrayim el Eretz Haknani Hachiti v'amori Aprizi v'achivi Avusi el Eretz Zavas Chol V'Dvash. But here it doesn't mention these Amim, because this is the ultimate Geula. These Amim have a long time disappeared.